Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
And here we are again.
Yes, yes, this is true. I think we're here quite often with these people. And yes. So.
Scared the cat and she got stuck in the cords. Okay.
So
we need to go wireless. I think that'll help.
We do. We need to like upgrade our technology.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need money for that.
So. Yes. And
Send money. Please. Thank
you. Yes. GoFundMe for the Eat Clean, Think Dirty.
No, actually,
show.
We are going to be putting out something soon. Podbean has a fundraising capability, and I'm going to release it.
Remember that with all this glory that we're sending you to send us some money. So I guess we're going to talk a little bit today about like what happens when you stay single for too long.
I like this conversation. This is actually kind of interesting and I can relate.
Yeah. Well, like, do you get into a single mode and it's harder for you to be in a relationship?
What's funny is when I was divorced, like before my previous relationship, I was divorced for like 12 years. And I was still very good friends and I still am with my ex-husband's sister. And when I told her that I was in a new relationship and it looked serious, she was like, "Are you sure this is something that you want?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "I just really think that, you know, you're just doing really well being single, and I'm not sure you're going to be able to, you know, make that transition very well." And I was like, "Huh." It gave me something to think about. Now, you know, reading this, it's pretty true.
Well, it raises so many questions too about, like, you know, first of all, we are human beings, and human beings like to be connected to other human beings. Okay, and you can be single and do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, like you can have these, like, you know, love affair, short term, one night trysts, those types of things, and get those needs met, and still stay single with your independence. But it also raises a question just about like getting stuck in your own ways and, you know, is that healthy or not healthy? You know, are some people meant to be single? And are some people more relationship oriented? And this, you know, this is, you see a lot of this kind of stuff, you know, people who get into relationships and they can't really handle the relationship and the needs of the relationship because relationships do need things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's some of the things that we're going to talk about and that there's, you know, there's a critical point when you, you know, is there a critical point when you've stayed single for too long, you know, where you get stuck in your ways and, you know, when somebody else comes into the picture, it's like, no, I don't want that. And
right. Like some of those things might be, you know, things that, you know, like I want to do what I want, when I want, I want to wear what I want. You don't have any say in that, like that kind of thing. But I think that you can be in a relationship as long as you develop proper boundaries and, you know, you establish that. And especially, I guess it's especially relevant or important if you're in a relationship with somebody else who's been single for a while, like that, you probably would both appreciate you both kind of staying out of each other's independent way from time to time.
Yeah, so I mean, I think they're single and wanting to be single, and then I think they're single and wanting to be in a relationship. I think they're two separate people.
Okay.
You know, where if there's two people and they're single and they want to be in a relationship, then they're going to start doing things to keep the relationship alive.
Mm-hmm.
If they're two single people, they've been single for a long, they like their singlehood, and they don't really want a relationship, but they like the company, then their behavior together is going to be different. And of course, if you have a single person that wants to be in a relationship and a single person that's been single too long and they're stuck in their own ways, that's going to be a clash as well.
My Lord, have you had caffeine? You're like, blah, 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 blah.
I know. Yes.
That was a lot of words in a very short time.
Well, you know me. I'm the, you know, the super therapist here. And so, you know, the truth is, I think, is that, you know, you need to change certain things about your behavior when you're in a committed relationship to someone, you know, and in theory, I guess, you know, if you want a relationship, it shouldn't be that difficult. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honestly, I think we need to look at like what relationships need.
Okay.
You know, to start. I mean, certainly they need good, healthy communication. Okay. And if you're single too long, you may be like, well, I don't need to tell this person. And it may not even be like a conscious thing necessarily. It's just you've been single so long that you just do what you do. And
right.
You
you're just used to doing your thing.
You don't feel the need to, you know, call and check say, in. Hey, I'm doing this. What are you doing? Or, you know, you are, you know, you've been single so long and, you know, you're always checking out other people because maybe, you know, for whatever reason, you like to look at attractive things, you're a people watcher, you're looking for a hookup if you're a single person and just like hookups. So if you get into a relationship with somebody, you know, you may not even know that you're doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's, okay? just, it's like your muscle memory kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a muscle memory. So, you know, and then the question comes up, does the longer you stay single mean your chances of finding a right, the right relationship will continue to decrease? And, you know, I don't know necessarily about that. I think it comes down to, again, your behavior, your boundaries, what you want, what you don't want. What do you think?
I actually just tuned you out right there.
You went on,
what
you
was
went
the
on,
question?
You went on tour.
I did. I just, okay.
I saw your face. You had a blank look on your face. I now know what that looks like. Thank you. Check mark. Okay.
That was good communication. I was honest with you.
You were. And now I know what it looks like. So now the next time that you do it, I'll know. Okay. You were looking at me dead in the eye. And
there was nothing there.
Okay. So the question was, does the longer you stay single mean your chances of finding the right relationship will continue to decrease or decrease?
I think a lot of people think that way. I'm not sure that that's absolutely or necessarily true. I mean, you know, there's a lot of single people out there, and I think you're bound to find them, and your chances are just as good as anybody else's. It's just making it work once you get into that relationship is a whole different, I think that's what this article is about. Like, you know, making it work and how good are you going to be at that? I don't think the finding is the problem. I think the establishing and success of the relationship is the problem.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily about obtaining. It's about maintaining.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess I can agree with that. It's just, you know, I'm thinking like, you know, when you hit a certain age, you get stuck in your ways. You know, a lot of people say yes.
Yeah, I do think so.
But then I think
but that doesn't mean that person won't find a relationship, but will it be successful?
Yeah, but I'm not in 100% agreement about once you get into a certain age frame that you're stuck in doing things your way. I think there's more flexible people out there.
Well, sure.
You know, and that, you know, they're easygoing and they can change some things. But then there's a lot of people that don't like change.
So it's
either
more of a personality type than an age thing.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's people who will, they're just much more open to meeting the needs of other people. Mm. And even if they're single, you know, and, you know, why do people want relationships? Let's ask that question. Romantic relationships, long term. We're not talking about.
You hear a lot, like people, like, I don't want to grow old alone. That's a big thing that you hear. Turn off your phone.
Yeah. I don't want to grow old alone. Yes, which I personally think is not a. Sorry, excuse me. I'm scratching my butt. I got a little itch.
You're so classy over here. Eat clean, think dirty.
It's not a classy day, trust me. I'm in like sweatpants and my butt cheek itch.
Eat clean, look dirty. That's what we are today.
Yeah, that is right. Eat clean, look dirty.
Eat clean, dirty finger.
Okay, so I don't think that's a good reason to get into a relationship. Definitely not. Okay, I don't want to grow old with someone, though people do it. Okay, because at that point you're going to get involved in a relationship with anybody.
You don't want to grow old alone is what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the wrong reason. I agree.
And then,
but
you know,
hear that a lot.
Yeah, you do. You people and companionship. Okay, people like some level of companionship. I think these days a lot of people want their cake and they want to eat it too. So they want the person there when they want them there. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then they want to do what they want to do when they want to do it, and then they want to get all kinds of other attention via technology, via going out, via, you know, whatever. Okay, so I think, and again, like, I've beat this like a dead horse, and I'm going to continue to beat it and beat it and beat it. The technology stuff, like, and just how that is destroying relationships, you know, and the idea of deep connection and deep intimacy, okay? And I often wonder when somebody's been single for a long time, okay, like years, where they're getting their intimacy needs met. Because I feel like as human beings, we need that intimacy. And when I think about it, you know, some people have dogs, some people have cats, they have animals, and you can get intimacy needs, believe it or not, met by, you know, animals.
Emotional intimacy.
Emotional intimacy, yes. Sure. To some extent.
Hopefully,
I mean, obviously
not sexual intimacy with your animals.
No, they're out there too.
I know.
But, you know, so I think that's, you know, why you'll hear the story of the old woman with like 15 cats. You know,
right?
She's getting the old single woman with 15 cats. I mean,
that's never going to be me.
She's well,
I have
you got
cats
two
right
of
now,
them,
but no, that's,
and you've been single for well, you haven't been single for very long. I mean, you've been single since August.
I know, but before that, I was single for 12 years. I mean, give or take.
Well, but you
and I still
also
had the cats then, but they weren't. They were my children's cats. And hello, when my children moved out of the house, they left their cats behind. So I inherited two cats.
Well, you were single, but you weren't single. I mean, you were dating.
Yeah, that, I consider that single.
It is.
I do.
But you are getting your needs met, mm-hmm. You know, when you want your needs met, you know? And I think that, you know, I think the whole underlying question here is just like, you know, with sex, and I don't care what anybody says, like, you either, you use it or you lose it. I mean, there is some truth to that. Like, if there's a man and he doesn't have sex for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, when he has sex, will he have some issues, like possibly going into his first sexual experience after 5, 6 years of not having sex with some erections? Sure, it's quite possible. Mm. Okay. So those types of things can happen. So it's like, again, that word muscle memory with relationships. You're single and not really interacting with anyone, not dating, not that. When you get into a relationship, sure, there's going to be some potential social anxiety and some, you know, how do I, you know, navigate this. Hell, when I got out of a long-term relationship, the last long-term relationship I got out of, it was hard for me to go back out into the dating world and, you know, start to, you know, I mean, it wasn't really that hard. What am I saying? I mean, I'm pretty good with that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I had a couple of road bumps in the way, like getting too close to somebody too quickly or, you know, whatever. You know, and thinking, you know, I mean, those types of things happen, I think, after people get out of, you know, relationships.
Right, because they're used to that level of intimacy, so they're just going to want to jump right in and maybe seek that out again.
Yeah, I think that can certainly happen. And over the years, you know, I've certainly dealt with that, for sure. So, you know, I think there's, I guess, a level of self-trust and a level of, you know, to some extent, trust in the concept of relationships, okay? You know, that can help you to get into a relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
So are there behavioral tendencies, you know, that that carry in when you're single? And we touched on a couple of them just a minute ago.
So, like, when you go from being single to in a relationship, like, you continue these single behavioral things in the relationship, and are they appropriate, I guess, is the
So one of them is not communicating great, okay, which we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. The other one is,
like, you know, checking out the scenery.
Checking out the scenery, like, and forgetting that the other person, that you're growing something with the other person, no matter what it is, be it a friendship, be it a lover relationship, be it a partnership, whatever. But like, and I think there's some other things too, you know, that can happen as well. You know, having a lot of really, really close girlfriends. And I say this from a heterosexual female perspective, like,
a boy, you know, having girlfriends, or a man having girlfriends, or a girl having girlfriends?
A man having girlfriends or a girl having boyfriends. Okay.
Opposite sex.
Yeah, opposite sex friends. So, for example, let's say that you've been single for 5 years and you've accumulated a bunch of same sex and opposite sex friends. Okay. And
some of which you may or may not have slept with.
Some of which, yeah, sure.
Take a page from my book.
Yeah. That was a little personal thing that Dana let out there.
Well, you talked about it before. So.
Listen to three podcasts ago and you'll know what we're talking about. But like, you know, let's say you're, you know, your opposite sex friends and they're all over you. They're going out and they're like, oh, Jonathan, it's so fun. I'm so glad you're out. And, you know, there's like kisses and hugs and like, you know, and you kiss and hug them back and there's laughing and there's some flirting and there may not be any sexual, you know, interest there, but the person that you're seeing is kind of like,
they don't know that.
They don't know that. Yeah. And, you know, it feels awkward to go up to somebody and say, oh, you know, are you sleeping with them? Are you talking to them? And it shouldn't feel awkward. I mean, you should be able to have these conversations, but then
I don't think that dude should go up to dude and be like, are you sleeping with them or not? Like, I've had this situation where like, I have, you know, very friendly, like gone up to like a former coworker, mm-hmm. and, he was with, well, I didn't even see the girl at first. This is years ago. And I was like, hey, how you doing? It's been so long. I haven't seen you, blah, blah, blah. And I've never dated this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, never slept with him, nothing. Like, it was just, I literally worked for them for a short time. And his woman was like, hands off my man. I was like, ouch, whoa.
Well, I've been in situations where I've been, you know, you know, maybe have dated somebody and a couple of chicks come up and they start like rubbing his shoulders and, you know,
well, I wasn't
peacocking. Well, I'm not, yeah, no, that's a totally different situation.
Yeah.
Rubbing his shoulders. Hey, I haven't seen you for such a long time. And like, you know, gave a little kiss on the cheek and like, you know, stuck their chest out, like peacocked. And I'm over there on the side and I'm just kind of like, okay. Like, are you sleeping with these people?
You said it to
girl,
him.
Girl, come on now. You know I said something.
To the girl or to the guy?
No, to him.
Right. But you wouldn't have made an ass out of yourself and be like, ah, ah, ah.
No.
Like claws
no.
out, you know, that
no.
kind of thing.
No, I'm not yeah,
mentioning
do that.
It to the guy afterwards, I think, you know, it's like, you know, testing the water, kind mm-hmm. of like checking in. I don't think that's a bad thing. Not making an accusation, but asking a question. They're two different things. You probably made an accusation, didn't you? I just saw your face.
Well, I didn't. I probably wasn't like an accusation, but you know, it certainly could have been an accusation. I wouldn't put that past me. Or it came off like an accusation because, you know, I'm just getting more and more pissed the longer that it actually happens. You know, like 30 minutes has gone by and, you know, her hands are still on you and you didn't stop it yet.
Yeah, that's a little
there's going to probably be an accusation. But, you know, my point in talking about an experience that I may have had was just to highlight the actual, you know, point. I mean, I could care less about that situation at this point. And it's a single behavior that often happens to highlight, you know, what we're talking about. And you should ask these questions and you shouldn't accuse. I mean,
you
I guess
know,
it depends.
I also find it totally unattractive when like, because I'm a woman, like when a guy couples up and then suddenly he's like, I actually witnessed this. He's like, no, don't call me handsome anymore. Don't call me bliss anymore. I'm just like, ew. Like what? All of a sudden you like no longer, you know, like you can't use a,
because they were seeing someone.
Yeah. Like, and especially yeah. when they're like brand new, like yesterday they start dating somebody and they're like head over heels. They're like, you know, like drawing their boundaries around language. And I'm just like, that's, you know, like you send a message like happy birthday, handsome, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you can't call me handsome anymore. I'm dating somebody. I'm like, okay. Idiot.
See, I mean, I think, yeah, after a day or two, I mean, yeah. You got to see where the weekend's going or the relationship, the weekend.
Let's see how the weekend goes.
you got to see where the relationship is going. But after a little while, I think that's absolutely appropriate.
Ugh.
You know,
I don't.
I mean, I think it depends on, look, everybody's so radically different. Okay. And you know, you not one size fits all. So
it's like, did you stop being handsome because you started dating somebody?
No, but there are a lot of very, very, believe it or not, monogamous, sexually exclusive men. As there are women that do not want to disrespect their woman like that by having another woman call them handsome. And me personally, like I respect that man because he's setting a boundary. He doesn't want to make his female feel uncomfortable. It's respectable. It's respectable on his part. It's respectful to her. But you know, maybe right off the gate, it's a little too fast. You know, you guys just met like 2 days ago. Great. You had an awesome little love affair here for the past 2 days. And you know, if you're starting that early, then you know, it's a little bit of a jump ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find it icky. It's like, you don't change who you are or how you look or anything like that just by virtue of being in a relationship.
No, you don't.
And I think that when you start changing like that, that's like, who the hell were you in the first place?
But you do need to, at some point, change possibly, and this is kind of what we're talking about here, transitioning from single into a relationship, you do need to change some of those behaviors.
And probably why I'll never have a successful relationship.
If you have a lot of male friends, okay, and let's just take you here for a second. If you have a lot of male friends and you meet a man who's cool with that, okay, and he has a lot of female friends, okay.
That's my dream relationship, everybody.
Okay, that's cool. That might work. But if you meet a man and he's a little bit more on the lines of, you know, a healthy possessiveness, because there's unhealthy possessiveness, as you know, but he wants, you know.
I know.
That type of relationship where it's the two of you and you know, there's not a lot of
I could deal
fear
with that. I could
about
deal with
hooking
that.
Up.
I would be willing to, you know, ease my way into that and learn the appropriate behaviors, but my preference would be the other one.
Okay.
That's more playful, it's more
well
open.
You can still be playful with the guy that wants to be just with you too.
I don't know. Like my kind of dream relationship is like, you know, we go to the party, like, you know, I can be over on this side of the room talking to people and having a good time. You can be on the other side of the room talking to people, men or women. I don't care.
We're both
a little flirtatious. As long as we go home together, I'm fine.
Your kind of dream relationship is you get to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yes. No.
And still go home with the relationship.
No, I mean, but still, you know, have some boundaries and be respectful, but like still be myself. That's the core, what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to change who I am because I like feeling free, you know?
Yeah.
But it would be nice to still be in a relationship.
But it shouldn't be about changing who you are.
But
I mean,
it is. And that's what this whole thing is
but
about.
But there's some boundaries, okay, that, you know, here it is. Like, is learning some healthy boundaries changing who you are? Or is it just what it is,
refining
changing into
who
some.
You are. Is that what you
look,
mean?
I think everybody needs to be refined.
Of course,
people need to refine themselves often, okay? And, you know, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, looking at your own patterns and making some possible changes if you find some level of value in those changes, okay? And that's if you're aware enough to see that you need to make those changes and, you know, those boundary changes. Because, you know, as we are single more and more, like, we become selfish, you know? I mean, everything becomes about us because we're single and we want what we want.
When I want to, yeah.
When I want them. Mm-hmm. And that's a relationship no-no, okay? We have to learn to kind of coexist with someone and learn how to work together to create a partnership, you know? To kind of understand that the world does not revolve around us. And you know, we can't always have a sense of freedom because a relationship may need something different. Look at you, like, biting the side of your, like,
lip or
something.
No, I'm actually looking around my apartment right now, and I'm like, God,
tuned
I really
me
like
out.
Being single.
Did you just tune me out again?
No, I was really listening to you and having the same thought, like, I mean, can I do this for the rest of my life? Like, looking at my single life apartment, like, maybe I could do this for the rest of my life. But yeah, I mean,
yeah.
There's both.
You're going to be the 80-year-old and I always thought this was going to be me, but I don't know if this is going to be me at this point. I may have like ups and downs with this, but you're going to be the 80-year-old that's like in fucking leopard skin pants and like stiletto heels.
I hope so. Drinking a fucking martini and watching little pool boys.
Mm-hmm.
My hair might even be blue.
I can see that.
Yeah. I actually have this fantasy with my best friend.
Yeah.
Except she's getting married in 2 months. So
I can see that. and then I start thinking about myself because I thought about that at some point that I could be that person too. But I picture myself more in not leopard skin.
Actually, you did picture yourself in leopard skin many podcasts ago.
Yeah, I think
have you changed
maybe.
Since then?
Well, I go back and forth, you know. Like, obviously, maybe I'll have a pair of leopard skin pants, but I see myself in like a white Gucci outfit by the pool.
Oh, so you're like, I'm the white trash version of the 80-year-old, and you're like the, thanks, that's nice.
I'm the classy. I'm the classy version.
That's not nice, Deb.
I'm joking.
All right. Well, at the, on that note, since now you know who we are, we got to go because I have to go get my hair done, and it's not going to be blue.
White trash versus classy. No. Okay. Yeah, we do. And this was all over the place, I think. And
no,
I don't even know.
I think we were on point. Cause
were we? Because I don't even remember what we started talking about.
Transitioning from the single life into a relationship.
I had too much coffee. That's what it
really?
Comes down
you had
to.
Like three gulps.
I had some before.
Oh.
And I had like, I got the shakes because I don't think I metabolized coffee. But that's for a different podcast.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Time to get my hair did.
Okay. Get your hair did, and I need to shower at some point.
Gross.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.